Andy and Terry Murray's song, Travelers, apropos of the inspiration Joseph Maislisch got from his Jewish upbringing and the Jewish prophets in particular. Let's go on, Joe, about how your life and activism unfolded. In the 60s, you became increasingly active, and at a certain point, you had a student deferment, so you couldn't be drafted into the war in Vietnam, but you deliberately changed your status. Tell me about that and what the outcome of that was.
I was a deferred student and grateful for that, but as the war itself and the movement against the war, or the movements against the war, since they weren't always united, advanced, I started thinking more and more about my personal status as related to the war, as being both a source for support for the war and a source for opposition to it. What I'm saying is that I believe we are all inevitably parts of both the problem and the solution. I think it's kind of facile to say, well, quit being part of the problem and be part of the solution. You just change the proportions in your life. I figured, along with others who formed the draft resistance, that we needed a personal component to change our personal relations, as well as to continue with the demonstrations and agitation about the war and peace issues, as about the other issues, and that my status as a deferred graduate student at that time was not making as strong a statement and an action as I might be able to do, and not making the contribution that I might to the peace side of things, were I to relinquish my deferment and just refuse any orders from the system, come what may. In a way, I was inspired by thinking of things like the bus boycott, the various sit-ins, and the actions, which had proven to me beyond doubt that the civic power of action, clear action, nonviolent action, and occasional non-cooperation, including sometimes illegal non-cooperation, were pretty important forces in all social change. So I thought of it as a kind of civil rights and equality action, as well as an anti-war action, and as well as a way that a non-soldier could support the increasing number of soldiers who were refusing orders. Figured, what's my parallel action to that? So I resigned from the system, as prosecutor in my criminal case put it. Defendant, in effect, resigned from selective service, he said, and I was quite gratified to see that he understood it. And that was in 1967. I'd seen the demonstrations also and participated in many of them, and I could see that there was a certain stridency, if that's a word I can use, developing. I was all for nonviolent militants, but I had the feeling that if people were avoiding the personal question and betting everything on the mass actions, that wasn't going to get it, and it might actually just plain increase social chaos and not really help the cause of peace if there wasn't enough balance there. I had the advantage of a few others thinking this through and writing and talking about it, such as David Harris, people of Stanford and Palo Alto. And then I'd done some reading in history of refusers from previous wars, so that helped me along the way, too.